Morinville town councillors aren't just local leaders. They are also ambassadors, representing their community's interests abroad at regional boards and national conferences. And when the town needs to address an issue that goes beyond its borders, transit, for example, it's up to them to speak up for Morinville at the negotiating table. This week, the Gazette asked Morinville's council candidates via email how the town should pursue partnerships with other governments. Anheliger, Belanco, Budestein, Defoe. Jennifer Anheliger said collaborating with other municipalities to provide shared services could improve services and save money in Morinville. She is calling for a complete review of services provided in the region to see if there are any duplicates that can be shared. I would like Morinville to explore regional models for shared fire and bylaw service, or functions within those services, she said, adding that the town could find immediate savings through shared equipment purchases. Rebecca Belanco said she wants to see more collaborative work with Sturgeon County on road repairs, snow removal, equipment sharing, and bulk purchases. I also feel we need to advocate with Abundance to have lights placed at the four-way stop on the highway into town, she said, referring to Grandin Drive and Highway 642. Nicole Budestein said Morinville should work with its municipal neighbors to break down barriers for mental and physical health support. Morinville should take advantage of St. Albert's proposed Northside Rec Center to work on shared programs and cost-saving measures. Stephen Defoe said council must partner with the province to get a proper set of lights at the Highway 642, Grandin Drive intersection, the four-way stop mentioned by Belanco, noting that he has twice attempted to fund such lights. Morning and afternoon work and school traffic make for a dangerous situation, he said, and he has many requests from residents to get traffic lights there. Gotza, Hall, Otway. Wayne Gotza said council should pursue regional service delivery partnerships that pool regional resources to deliver services more efficiently, resulting in lower costs and improved services. He noted such agreements are common for economic development, recreation, and culture. Service agreements with our regional partners will help the efforts to meet our residents' needs, he said. Sarah Hall said council should partner with as many governments as possible to build a new protective services building, which is much needed in town. Truth and reconciliation efforts are a priority for me, and should be for the new council, she continued, and she hopes to continue her work on this front with the Alexander First Nation, Morinville Task Force. Public transportation is a critical service that Morinville does not yet have, Hall said. And the next council should figure out when to join the Regional Transit Service Commission to obtain this service. Alan Otway said council should share best practices with its neighbors to address financial and community service issues. It could also get new ideas and better results by having open dialogue with its community organizations and engaged citizens. Richardson, St. Denis, Volick, White. Scott Richardson said he would focus on policing, recreation, transportation, and community support partnerships. The town's replacement protective services building is a great place for regional collaboration, one that the next council should keep at the top of its mind. Maurice St. Denis said he would seek a master service agreement between Morinville, Sturgeon County, and Alexander First Nation to streamline service procurement and contract negotiations. This intermunicipal agreement would serve as a strategic starting point to create efficiencies within administration, he said. Aaron Volick said the town should promote a true partnership with Sturgeon County, working as a team on projects, maintenance, and services. Many Sturgeon County residents shop, work, and worship in Morinville. In many ways, they are just as much a part of the community as those who live in town. Together, Morinville and Sturgeon County could successfully collaborate and build a relationship that could be the envy of other municipalities. Ray White said council should have good relationships with all municipalities and consider partnerships with the Alberta Urban Municipalities Association, the provincial and federal governments, and county and rural municipalities as important. He noted that common interests can motivate sharing agreements in areas such as recreation and transportation.